An estimated 2.5 million people in Massachusetts are expected to vote on this election day, and state election officials say they have complete confidence in the voting system. But federal authorities and some watchdogs will be keeping tabs on the system, and WBUR News is looking for your help in doing the same thing. WBUR reporter Shannon Dooling is overseeing the Election Land Project for us and joins us now this morning. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning, Bob.
So we'll explain election land in a few minutes, but before we get to it, explain why election officials here are so confident.
Well, Secretary of State Bill Galvin says they know about what he calls a few minor efforts to hack into the state election system, but he says it didn't work, and those minor efforts are pretty typical. And Massachusetts is also a state that does collect paper ballots that can be checked as a backup if any computer problems arise.
We know that federal authorities are going to be paying particularly close attention to voting today in Malden and Lowell. They're sending monitors there. Why is that?
All Justice Department officials will tell us is that the department chooses communities for monitoring based on information from state and local election officials and also from those local communities. We don't know any specifics other than that. We weren't able to reach polling officials in either Malden or Lowell, but it is interesting to note, Bob, that these are two of the more diverse cities in the state. They are two of the 12 communities that are required to provide election materials in multiple languages. So in Lowell, that's English, Spanish, and Cambodian. And in Malden, materials must be available in English, Chinese, and Taiwanese. Across the country, the DOJ says it's putting these monitors in 35 jurisdictions in 19 different states.
And what will they do?
Well, so these staffers will be monitoring a number of things in Malden and Lowell and across the country, like whether people are facing different voting qualifications based on race or language needs, whether the polls in Malden and Lowell are in line with voter registration list requirements, things like that.
Okay, now let's talk about election land. What's the goal and what are you covering as part of our election land coverage?
So WBUR is partnering again with ProPublica's Election Land Project, which basically creates this nationwide newsroom. There are reporters from outlets all across the country, and today we are monitoring the polls in our states, looking out for any irregularities. So things like extra long lines or broken voting machines or even people being turned away from polling places or not able to vote because they don't have ballots in their language, things like that.
So you're looking for assistance from WBUR listeners and readers. What do you want them to do?
We are. We're depending on everyone voting today to share their experiences with us. So are you seeing those long lines? Did your polling location change last minute? Did they run out of ballots at your polling place? And here's how you can participate. You can sign up to help us report any of these types of issues by texting the word VOTE or VOTA in Spanish to the number 81380. You can also ping us on WhatsApp by sending, again, the word VOTE or VOTA in Spanish to the WhatsApp number 1-850-909-8683. And you can message Election Land directly on Facebook. As always, you can tweet directly to WBUR or you can tweet at me. I'm at S. Dooling.
And those phone numbers one more time, Shannon?
Sure. You can text the word VOTE or VOTA to 81380. Or on WhatsApp, you can text those words to the number 1-850-909-8683. And if you missed any of this, you can find all this information and much more coverage at WBUR.org.
Okay. Good luck on this today, Shannon Dooling. And thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Bob. Take care.